This is Father Blake Rozier, the pastor at St. Joseph's and St. Augustine's. The words from the prophet Isaiah seem particularly consoling this Christmas. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. 2020 has had its blessings, but has been trying in many different ways. It has been difficult for all of us. We have experienced darkness through sickness and loneliness, through financial hardship and anxiety, stress, and even death. And yet amidst this darkness, we know our God is with us. As Jesus came to be our light on that silent night in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago, Jesus continues to be our light in our darkness today. Our God does not abandon us. He is Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Let us not forget this consoling truth of our faith. I invite you to make this holiday season a time of renewal in your relationship with our great God. I hope you and your families have a blessed Christmas. I hope you experience the grace of God in a powerful way to lead you into a deeper relationship with Christ and His church. To aid you in experiencing God's grace, Christmas Eve Mass will be offered at 3 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. at St. Joseph's. There will be a 4 p.m. Christmas Eve Mass offered at St. Augustine's, and there will be one Christmas Day Mass offered at 9 a.m. at St. Joseph's. Also, if you do not feel comfortable attending in person, the 3 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. Christmas Eve Mass will be streamed online through our parish Facebook page. Moreover, our Christmas liturgy will be aired on our local broadcasting station, ICTV, on Wednesday, December 30th at 6 p.m., and on Wednesday, January 6th at 6 p.m., and every Wednesday moving forward, ICTV will broadcast our liturgy from the prior Sunday. The dispensation still applies at this time, so if you're not in attendance at Christmas Mass, please be at peace. But I encourage you to still pray. I will pray for you. Please pray for me and pray for our world and for an end to COVID-19. I wish you a truly Merry Christmas, and please God, a Happy New Year.